like to call this meeting to order. Mr. Kelly's here, Mr. Eric, Ms. Rena, Ms. Ella, Mr. Christopher, our board attorney, Mr. Stewart, absent is Rosalyn and Alan. I'd like, Ms. Rena, could you please say the invocation? Could you stand?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in community and engage in our civic duty. We please ask that your spirit bless us with the wisdom to make proper decisions, to empower our beloved community that supports our books. We ask that everyone be safe getting home and keep everyone safe in their homes and this cold front coming through. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mr. Daniel, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Christopher?
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control meeting. While I'm not the presiding officer of the meeting, we welcome you, the Board of Trustees, and legal counsel of the board. I would like to announce the following. This is a public meeting to address the Board of Control on any item on the agenda. Please complete and submit the public speaker form prior to the calling of your agenda item in order to have the opportunity to speak. Additional procedures and policies for addressing the board may be found on the public speaker form. Completed speaker forms and other items for submission to the board should be handed to Ms. Nancy Abear or designee seated at the table on our right. When addressing the board, state your name, parish of residence, and title for the official record. All comments must pertain to the library business in general and the action item being considered in particular. 3-minute rule will be in effect. Members of the public are asked to remain quiet during the meeting to allow the board to conduct its business efficiently and to refrain from making comments while other members of the public are addressing the board from the podium. Anyone who willingly or willfully disrupts the meeting to the extent that the orderly conduct thereof is seriously compromised will be subject to removal in accordance with applicable law. Meeting procedures are governed generally by Robert's Rules of Order, but the presiding officer may deviate from Robert's Rules of Order when necessary, convenient, or desirable from the efficient proceeding of the meeting. Please silence all phones and electronic devices. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are there any comments from the library board? Okay, seeing that there's none, we'll have the director's report.
Okay, so I attended the Louisiana Library Association's annual conference a couple of weeks ago. Mostly I attended workshops involving staff patron boundaries, staff morale in the face of stress, and I spoke with vendors and some of our partners who were there, including the State Library, with regard to changes that they've had coming and how they may or may not affect us. There's not really anything that we have to worry about that's bad. There's a couple of good things. I'm going to go with no, she's not going to. So we should actually be seeing some money from the State Library. When they lost their funding for electronic resources, and then they got their funding back, and we stepped in. So yes, this is going to be interesting. That's going to all fall on Larry. So I've been speaking with community groups about the library services and the coming tax renewal. I've been speaking with the LCG administration, their communications staff with regard to the tax election in May. We all seem to be on the same page. The focus of our talks when Emma and I go out are where we were. And back in 2021, our last tax, we had a deficit, our buildings were on hold. We were in the news where we are. We have a surplus that will allow us to operate a new library. We're getting ready to finish up with South. We're renovating North. We're going to build a new library. We're going to expand the North Library and where we're going, our partnerships, the new library and expansion, the fact that we've increased our programming budget and we're spending more money on library services. I attended the Foundation Board meeting. It was their budget meeting, and the library asked that they would be willing to fund some things in our marketing push, including a new wrap for the bookmobile, and the foundation was gracious enough to vote to fund everything that we asked for. We've been working on the marketing. We're going to have some things start showing up later this month and in early April. This is our 80th anniversary year, so in August the library will have been open for 80 years. And that is all I have.
Are there any questions from the board?
I only have one. Danny, would it be possible, or will there be a presentation from the marketing team at any point to talk about the plan and what they're looking to do?
I could have them come do a presentation.
It would just be nice to see what their strategy is, what they're doing to measure, and I'm generally interested to see what they're planning on.
All right.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Okay. Assistant Director's Report.
At the current time, we have 6 vacancies within our system, including 2 LA1 positions, 1 LTA3 position, 2 LTA1 positions, and 1 Librarian 4 position, which is a new position. We will be interviewing for these positions within the next few weeks. Staff have completed their training and will be soon transitioning to the new Tyler system for time and attendance. It replaces our Lawson system. In the past month, I attended the Friends monthly board meeting. The Friends have agreed to purchase our summer reading kickoff t-shirts again this summer. Summer reading kickoff will be the first Saturday in June. Attended the monthly Lafayette Public Library's managers meeting, the 100 book club celebration that was held at South. Additionally, had an opportunity to do some outreach. I visited Karen Crow Bob Lilly Elementary in kind of a dual capacity. I promoted ag literacy as part of my volunteer work with Louisiana's Ag in the Classroom program and promoting the Lafayette Public Library to ensure that the students there were aware that their library cards doubled, that their IDs doubled as library cards, and to make sure that they were aware of our databases, which they and their parents could access. In February, we had a total of 54,422 visitors use our libraries and drive-thrus. We had a total of 108,421 checkouts. We had 4,991 patrons attend our 290 programs that we offered. The bookmobile, which has now been back in service for 1 full year, made 32 stops, had 463 patron visits, and made 30 homebound deliveries in February.
We
had a good month.
I have one question. I didn't look to see if the statistics was updated. Has that been updated yet on the library's website?
It's more up to date than the last time you asked. I believe we're through January now.
Okay.
So it takes a little bit longer to get it in a format, and the format's not great as it is, but it does take a little bit longer to get it in the format that you see when you're on the website.
Okay, thank you. Any board questions? Okay. Operation Manager's Report.
All right, I'll cover financials first. As of March 13, 2026, in our current fiscal year, starting November 1st, 2025, ending October 31st, 2026, our revenues were right around $13.9 million, with expenses right around $5 million. This is right in par with last year, so we're doing good financially. We'll be starting our budget process here with LCG soon. Right now, they're looking for estimated revenues and personnel changes, so we're starting to look at that kind of stuff. We'll be presenting something to you guys, I believe, in May. I believe that's the budget month for y'all. So we're starting to dig into the numbers right now, but everything's looking good.
That's great. Any questions from the board? Okay, we'll move on to approval of the minutes.
I can do. You? have facilities reports too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Our elevator modernization project here at the main library is still moving forward. The contract with Chart Construction has been executed. We are waiting on a pre-construction meeting date to be scheduled. And like I said previously, estimate some starting of the work to be in April of 26. So we'll have some interruptions in this library for sure. At the South Regional Library, the renovation project, like I said last time, is just about done. Our next construction meeting will be final inspection and punch list. So we expect substantial completion on that project any day now. As for the re-roofing project at the South Regional Library, that's about done as well. We're just waiting on one change order to replace some metal fascia and capping. We noticed that there was some dented and torn up fascia at the drive-through, and also some of the capping was starting to rust. So while we had a roofer on site and a contract in place, we decided to just go ahead and replace that stuff. As for the North Regional Library renovation project, the contractor has possession of the building. It is fenced off, it's locked off. Mold remediation has begun, and additional locations have been found behind walls where mold was present. So we're waiting on a second change order to address those new issues. But it's moving, but it's very delayed at this point. We're also starting to look at the expansion project and how not to duplicate any work during the renovation project. So we're working with our architect and 720 Design to best coordinate that project and try to get that on the books as soon as possible, so that after the renovation project, we can, or even at the end of the renovation project, we can transition into the expansion project and, you know, section off the back area of the building that will be expanded. So we're working on that, but it's going well.
That's great. Are there any questions for Mr. Lowry? Okay, thank you. All right, now we'll move on to approval of the minutes. And when you're ready, I'd like a motion.
I motion that the February 9th, 2026 minutes of the meeting of the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control be accepted or approved.
All right, we have a motion from Ms. Rena. Any seconds?
Seconded.
All right, we have a second from Mr. Daniel. Any public comments on this item?
No.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Move on to new business. Library book discards. We'll have a motion to...
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
A motion that the library discard 2,709 books having been out of use for over a year due to the books being suspended, obsolete, unused, or otherwise unnecessary.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second it.
All right, Mr. Daniel seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? All right. I'm sorry. Before
comments.
I know, I just caught myself and I apologize, public. Do we have any public comments on this?
No.
I'm sorry. All right. Okay, well, this motion carries. Okay, announcements. Reminder that the next library board meeting will be Monday, April 20th, 2026. Reminder that personal financial disclosure forms are due on or before May 1st, 2026. Reminder that yearly ethics training and sexual harassment training must be completed before December 31st, 2026. Are there any comments from the public on any library matter not on this agenda?
Yes, Melanie Brevis.
Melanie Brevis, Lafayette Parish. I would just like to address some comments and some things that have been hinted at the past couple of months at meetings. And I would like to clarify for the record that the Northeast Regional Library Project would not have been taken away from the committee if the board had stood up to Mr. Judge in February of 2025 instead of looking up to Mr. Judge. And sadly, that wasn't the first time that board members have done this. Because by looking up to him and following him for guidance, you allowed him to lead you right off a cliff. If the board had voted to move this project forward in February of 2025 and had followed the committee's recommendation for the biggest option, it likely wouldn't have attracted the attention of the mayor. But there are always last straws, or straws that break the camel's back, and Robert Judge has more than once been that straw. And people see through it. No matter how many times he and others said they wanted this library built, their votes and actions said differently. Mr. Moore asked at the last meeting how the board could help expedite the process. And besides building a time machine and going back and convincing Ms. Armbruster and Mr. Boudreaux and Mr. Judge not to keep delaying the process, the best way to do that is to get on board. A member of the public talked about rising cost. If the board had acted back in 2022, cost would be lower. Most of you weren't on the board then, but you were chummy with the people who were, and maybe you could ask them why they kept delaying the process. Instead of continuing to try to sabotage this project, please, please focus on promoting the millage instead. Do you have plans in place to do that? Do you have places to speak lined up? Town halls. You can't tell people how to vote, but you can tell them about all of the fantastic things the library is doing and will do, like Mr. Moore did in September. If it's too hard to do this in person, print off the September meeting minutes, since they were Mr. Moore's words, word by word, and distribute copies to people. Promote all the good work the library is doing. Let people know that because of this fantastic new library and all the robust programming, the library can't afford to lose a second millage. They are putting all this money and more to good use, and it was wrong in the past when the board decided on multiple occasions not to ask council to roll up the millage. You may not be able to tell people how to vote, but you can still give them the facts of the situation. And that's what I hope you all will be doing between now and the end of April. And as far as the Northeast project is concerned, wait until the mayor gives you your next instructions. Thank you.
Debbie Hale.
Debbie Hale from Lafayette Parish. And I just wanted to thank you all for taking your time. I know you're volunteers. Your dedication, and I appreciate all your work that you've done, and I just wanted to say thank you and appreciate you, and I appreciate all of you as well and the good work that the library is doing, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the end of comments.
Okay, we'll stand up for a closing prayer. Mr. Eric, can you lead us in that?
Lord, I thank you for a productive meeting tonight. I thank you that the public is able to voice their opinions. And I pray, Lord, that during this special time of the year, we could all be mindfulness of our sinfulness and our need for a Savior, and that we can help one another in that journey. In Jesus' name.